the visiting room. Stewart tells me how he shot his baby sister when he was 4 and she was 3, playing bang-bang with his dad's gun after watching Cowboys on TV. "Are they hurt?" he'd ask his mommy. "No, no, it's just for fun. See how they get up again?" So he told his little sister, "Get up, get up," was mad and was kicking her when his mother, wakened from a nap, rushed into the room. He tells me this in the visiting room, where incarcerated men meet with their mothers, wives, sisters, girlfriends, daughters, sons, but we are alone, the room empty now, but for our poetry interview. And Stewart tells me he thinks there may be a connection between the Banksy throb for 20 years and this first terrible mistake. That the damaged collateral he's become, it has just occurred to him, may be the result of something he needs to say. "What did they do to you?" I asked. "They sent me," he said, "away to relatives, and when, after several weeks, I came home again, everything about her had disappeared. We never mentioned her again. I think, please," he said, "please, will you stay? I think I need to say her name." We sat by a broken candy machine, eyes downcast, until finally he whispered it. "Katie." Then, more urgently, Katie, sorry, so sorry," he said. Working inside, I have been instructed not to touch the men, but I put my hand on Stewart's that day, and we sat there, nodding our heads in unison in the empty visiting room with a siren that screamed on TV.